Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another Invest with Clarity podcast with Mark Pearson. Today, we're going to talk about a change. And I'm super excited to learn about this change that's going to be happening within Nepsis because, you know, everything has been so wildly consistent for so long, but we're now going to talk about a little bit of a philosophical shift, not from the Clarity Roadmap, but from the structure. Am I right there, Mark? Is that where we're going today?
You are correct, my friend.
All right. Well, let's go. Tell us what the heck's going on here, brother.
Yes. Thank you for asking. So I'm super excited. This has actually probably been something that's been in process, I would guess, for 10 years probably. So a little background, as you know, I started managing portfolios for financial advisors around 2004, 2005. And I still managed my own client base. I was a smaller firm per se back in those days. But as time went on in the 2005, 6, 7, and certainly during the financial crisis of 8 and 9, I had more and more financial advisors come to me and say, hey, I love the way you manage money. Would you manage money for my clients? So I decided, sure. And in February of 09, ironically, I have great timing sometimes, I made the decision to make a macro shift from working with individual clients myself and only focusing on the portfolio management. And so from February of 09 until this point, we have held ourselves out primarily as a firm that works with other financial advisors as a portfolio manager for their clients. And so the clients work directly with the advisor, and we basically are in the back office managing money. They call it third-party money management. Done that for, the last, let's call it 12 years. And the industry has changed a lot. Investors have changed a lot. And one of the things that you've heard me talk a lot about, Matt, is the power of our message at Nepsis, how unique our message is at Nepsis. It's hard to argue with clarity. And if you really listen to the financial services industry right now, in fact, I heard a Fidelity commercial the other day using clarity on your journey. More and more firms are using the term clarity as a function of their financial services they provide to their clients. Well, Nepsis is ultimate clarity. Nepsis is a Greek word, which means to be watchful, alert, and vigilant with a clear and sober mind against illusions and fear, thus allowing one to obtain ultimate clarity. And I felt that the way the industry was shifting, and more importantly, and I would say probably meant most importantly, I wanted to gain greater control back in our message, in our brand, in how we hold ourselves out to investors. And when you work with independent financial advisors who run their own businesses, as you know, it's extremely difficult to control the who, what, where, when, why, and how when they're working with their clients. In other words, Nepsis becomes a tactical component of an overall strategy, right? The message of clarity is way too strong for that. And over the last 5 years, I've really struggled with the idea of, do you work with advisors or do you hire your own advisors like a Ken Fisher? And you train your own advisors, you mentor your own advisors, and you train them, for a lack of a better phrase, in the Nepsis way, the clarity way. And we've made that decision to do that. And in the next 30, 60 days, we're going to get more aggressive in hiring people as we have built out unique tools, resources, and processes to differentiate in the marketplace the power of clarity in the power of what we do here at Nepsis.
Well, I personally want to commend you on taking a little bit more control, number one. And number two, making sure that your brand, your message, your process is not being diluted, because the level of clarity and the level of process and the level of understanding that your system has created, especially for me, as I've said on the podcast before, just as a podcast host listening to you and saying, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. I really do believe that you bringing this to the general public. So if our listeners are listening to this right now, Mark, what should they do? I mean, if they're a financial services professional, what are some steps? Help us with that stuff, will you?
Sure. Well, as it pertains to financial advisors, of course, if they're looking for an environment where they can differentiate, as you know, many financial advisors are struggling right now with brand identity. How do I differentiate myself from other financial advisors? How do I differentiate myself from other firms? And of course, a lot of financial advisors try to do different things and they end up wearing all these hats, right? Trying to differentiate themselves from competition. What we have created here, most importantly, is a message, a lifestyle, a process to which people can connect into to help hopefully enhance their ability to invest and plan with success. Because not only do we have the investment process, but we also have the planning process. And the investment process and the planning process directly connect to each other in an integrated, proprietary fashion that, frankly, the investor who we serve loves, absolutely loves. And we've been working with our Clarity Roadmap and our stress tests that we have and the money management. And it's just been, as we've been rolling this out, the response has been fantastic. In fact, custodians, when we've pitched this to them, talking to some of the custodians about this, they're like, this is unique, different, powerful, and amazing. And if financial advisors are learning more about how they can join the Clarity train, they can go to investwithclarity.com, fill out a form, and contact us.
Magnificent. So what should I have asked you that I didn't ask you today? I feel like we kind of just, cut to the chase there, and it's a little early in the podcast. What else should I have asked you?
Well, I think the most important question that people are going to want to know is, as I keep saying, why are you different? You know, the natural common sense question would be, how are you different? Why do you say you're different? What makes Nepsis different, where, many people are looking for financial advisors, shopping for guidance? Why is Nepsis different? Why are you different? Why should I work with Nepsis? That's probably the next best question.
All right. Answer the question then, brother. I do. That was a great question. I couldn't ask it better.
Let's start with my first of all, my philosophy about investing and planning. I think if you understand my philosophy about investing and planning, it builds the framework for the rest. Okay. So here's the very simple philosophy. And I may have talked about this on a previous podcast, but it's the old chicken and egg theory, right? What came first, the chicken or the egg? And my belief in the financial services business is that people care more about their money than they do their financial plan, right? Because if I don't have the food, if I don't have the fuel, I don't eat and I don't go from point A to point B, right? So my money is what drives my plan for most people. You can agree with that, right? That's a common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Moment. Okay. So when investors are looking for a financial advisor, or they're looking to make a change from the current advisor they're with, most of the time, I'm thinking, it is because they're unhappy with their investments. And there's a multitude of reasons why investors are not happy with their investments. They could be thinking it's performance. They could be thinking that, they didn't like how the advisor did something. And let's be blunt, most financial advisors are not money managers, they're wealth managers, right? And so we believe that when an investor wants to make a move, they look at their funds first. We started with an investment stress test. The investment stress test is a proprietary process we have created to help investors clearly get greater clarity in what they own and what the potential risks are within their portfolio. We give them this stress test. At the same time, we do a clarity assessment. The clarity assessment takes 8 minutes to fill out. We've timed it. It covers all six of the basic aspects of the CFP model. Okay. After we get that information, we put that into our system and come up with what's called a clarity compass, a very short-term financial planning. Here are the 1, 2, and 3 quick hits, understandings of what you think you want, need, and so forth when it comes to your plan. And it's not a big, elaborate 64-step financial planning process. It's a snapshot to give you clarity. At the same time, that compass coincides with the details of that stress test and where the potential risks are that could inhibit them from accomplishing their goals. At that time, what happens, Matt, is people move their money to Nepsis for various reasons. First and foremost, many people love the idea of knowing what they own and why they own it. Many people love the idea that when you have a 20% correction between October and December, the first one in 10 years, they can literally look at their activity and see all the great businesses they bought more of on sale. It connects them to their portfolio. It gives them a sense of ownership with their money and that they're making progress. But again, the money is just a fuel for the financial plan. The Clarity Roadmap is surrounded by, Matt, what we call the road to Nepsis, the road to ultimate clarity. If you think about your financial plan and you think about life, life is a journey. And we get off on detours, we get flat tires, we have various things happen in life that we didn't expect, but ultimately we want to get from one point to the other by accomplishing numerous goals. The Clarity Roadmap is specifically designed, frankly, with a lot of intuition to it, but also factual things that the investor is tapped into on an ongoing basis with greater clarity in understanding with the fuel, the money, how the investments are helping them get there. And when you invest with clarity and you plan with clarity, you tie the two together, there is no other process we have seen in this industry that ties it all together with greater clarity for the investor without overwhelming them with 50-page books of financial plan stuff that they'll never cover or never do and never get follow-up on, and a very specific process to get them on that journey from point A to point Z.
So as a person who's a financial planner, as you had said, most of them, you know, try to wear too many hats. This does allow them to really stay in their lane of comfort, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that kind of the huge benefit of all of this?
Well, look, you know, financial advisors, there are several things that keep financial advisors up at night. One of them, of course, is compliance. And many advisors get drugged down by compliance. As far as part of our overall process, the Clarity Roadmap has the compliance aspects all built into it. Disclosures, documents clients sign at their annual meetings, all, by the way, automated in Salesforce that allows it all to be documented in the client's file from the day they start till the day they pass away. And when the family members come in, want to see documentation on insurance, documentation on investments. Why did we invest this way? Why did we buy insurance? Why didn't we buy insurance? Why did we buy long-term care? Why didn't we buy long-term care? The Clarity Roadmap covers all of that in the process. Client signs off on it. Client signs the disclosures of the good and the bad of anything they're doing along the journey. Think of it as checkpoints along the way on your journey. They are signed off on, all documented. So compliance-wise, the financial advisor focuses way, way less, doesn't really even, frankly, have to focus on the compliance aspect because the process that's been created has it all built in for them. Now, you go to the investment part. Advisors spend all this time looking at investments, trying to decide what investments they should buy for their client, how they should manage it. And of course, these corrections come and people ring the phones off the hook, right? I'll tell you an interesting stat. Between October and December, in the correction that we had, I received 2 phone calls. 2. And one of them said, are we buying more on this sale? That's the power of investing with clarity. So what it enables the advisor to do, Matt, is become the kind of advisor that they ultimately wanted to do in the first place. They become this person who's the guide, who works with their clients in a very close, special way that allows the advisor to feel like they're having an impact on the person's life. And the person who is now getting greater clarity is less intimidated, less worried, less fearful, because they're grounded in a strategy that is all about clarity.
And you put out so much great material for the advisors to piggyback off of. Are they going to have access to the radio show, to the podcast, all of the other stuff that you do?
Bingo. Great question. So we have, as putting all this together, this has been in the works for a long time, really over the last probably year and a half. I'd say even the last 12 months, we've really kicked a lot of it into gear. But I mean, we've been working on the Clarity Roadmap for 2.5 years, 3 years building it. And of course, a lot of the stress tests and all these other, a lot of this has been in development for quite a few years. The purpose of doing these podcasts, the purpose of doing the radio show, the purpose of putting out the content that we do to the investors is precisely designed not only for the investor, but also for the advisor. And we are also creating, we're literally in the midst of finishing up the creation of a roadmap, if you will, that shows all the content we have available to prospective clients and clients, when they get that content, why they get that content, and the purpose behind that content, enabling the advisor to have far more tools that we will train them on, by the way, at their disposal to most importantly lead their clients. Financial advisors, whether they like it or not, as you know, Matt, are leaders. They're the guide. They are there to help the client get through the journey, i.e. the road to NEPSIS, the road to clarity. And the content is designed to specifically enhance the ability of the advisor to lead the client in accomplishing those goals.
So if somebody's listening to this and they say, oh my gosh, I've been looking for this for so long, what is the best way for them to reach out and engage you for this new model that you're rolling out?
Thank you. Easiest way to go is investwithclarity.com, investwithclarity.com. Take the free, no cost, no obligation stress test. You could certainly do that. Minimum portfolio size is a couple hundred thousand. You can do the stress test, or just click on the button, say, I want to talk to an advisor, and submit it, and an advisor will follow up with you, and you can begin the journey on the road to NEPSIS.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you so much for coming out with this new opportunity and, of course, giving us some great thought leadership today.
My pleasure, boss.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and share it with those who you know could really use this information. So for everybody at NEPSIS, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through NEPSIS, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor.